from KQED. In a major win for Governor Jerry Brown and state Democrats, California lawmakers approved a $52 billion transportation infrastructure plan yesterday. The money is slated for road, bridge, and highway repairs, as well as various transit projects. And because the bill involves raising taxes, it required a yes vote from two-thirds of both the Assembly and the state Senate. As KQED politics and government reporter Katie Orr tells us, the razor-close vote demonstrated the ongoing political clout of Governor Brown.
The plan raises the gas tax by 12 cents a gallon and adds additional vehicle registration fees, making for a politically tricky vote. Early yesterday, it was unclear whether Democrats had all the support they needed. Brown and legislative leaders began working on wobbly lawmakers, allocating more than $800 million in pet projects for some districts. The politicking appeared to work. The measure secured the needed 27 votes in the Senate and 54 in the Assembly. Afterward, Brown said he was proud of the Democratic Party for doing something that will help Californians.
I remember back the Harry Truman election. They talked about the Republican as a do-nothing. And Harry Truman went around and gave him hell. All over America, we're going to build things. Well, tonight we're building things. That's common sense. That's the spirit of Harry Truman. That's the spirit of the Democratic Party. Proud to be a part of it.
Republicans such as Senator Jeff Stone generally opposed the measure, saying the increased gas tax would hurt those who could least afford it.
I have senior citizens that have to choose between drugs and gasoline or food in a state where we have one in four children that go to bed hungry every single night.
Lawmakers also passed a constitutional amendment they say restricts the bill's revenue to transportation spending. That measure must go before voters in 2018. For the California Report, I'm Katie Orr in Sacramento.